Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to go straight to the text in Paul's little book of Ephesians and start in chapter 2. Right at the top of the chapter, here's what Paul writes. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. Okay, that's a given, right? I mean, we know from the book of Romans, we've all fallen short of being perfect, God's standard, and we were dead because of our disobedience and our many sins. And then in verse 2, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. And I think that's true. I hear his voice at times, and you know, that cat is slick, man. But he wants nothing that's good for us. And I love this because in verse 3, Paul goes on and says, all of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature, the recognition that we are, by our nature, addicted to sin. And by our very nature, he says, we were subject to God's anger, just like everybody else. And then in verse 4, he takes this beautiful turn. It's like we're on the freeway with everybody on the planet. We all come as sinners in need of a Savior. We all come as fools in need of wisdom. And listen to verse 4. But God, I love those two words. Don't you love that? But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. I love this. Have you ever been around somebody and one of the phrases they had to say was, well, I just tell it like it is. Well, Paul just kind of tells it like it is. He says, you know, once you were dead, but you've been made alive. We were in a space where we had no hope, but Christ comes and gives us hope. And we didn't have to just receive it as the end times, like, oh my gosh, we're all in a disaster, but we get to see life through a full glass that says the tell it like it is part is that we've been made alive. And I love that. I love the fact that in the middle of all of this world's noise and confusion and war and hate, that Christ has made us alive and pulled us out of the muck and the junk of this world, but we have to surrender to his way, his will, and his leadership in our life. And I want to encourage you today, no matter what's happening in your life, move away from the voices that are screaming at one another. Move away from where we literally are at war with one another and allow God in his infinite wisdom as he has made you alive in the power of Christ to live not in the thick of hate, but in the lonely road of love. Not be in the freeway in the middle of hate speech, but be above that in the love speech. Allow being made alive to be a way of life today. And let you be an encouragement to everybody you hear, not just one more voice filled with hate. My friend, you've been made alive. Now, go live like it. Thanks so much for joining me for another weekday podcast. And I trust you'll share these with your friends via social media. And you'll jump over and join my weekday meditation. Friend, listen, nothing has lit my spiritual life up like ensuring a time of meditation, quietude and solitude that I might find peace and direction in my daily life. You can find that at weekdaymeditation.com and you can subscribe on iTunes and get it delivered every single weekday right to your device. God bless you, friends. Thanks for joining us. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.